Podtacular, episode 412, Testing Your Metal, for February 27th, 2014. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Dust Storm.
And I'm your other host, Brent Gamer.
And we're back with another week of Podtacular goodness in your ears, or if you're watching us on the live stream, then in your eyes kind of as well. Although that didn't quite sound right. Anyways, we have some stuff to talk about, bulletin-wise. Not much in the terms of more rumors or other kind of news that's out there, so we mostly just have matchmaking this week. So unfortunately, you're not going to get the typical hour and a half show that we normally do, but again, we're here to update you on the latest and greatest for matchmaking updates, which is kind of keeping Halo 4 going right now. So why don't we kind of dive into a little something a little different first off. Something that I am interested in that actually popped up on HBO is, for those that have been involved with Halo on the PC, you know that there's the Halo Custom Edition, and there's a team out there called the Custom Map Team. They have been going back and trying to remodel the entire Halo 1 campaign, and they've been working at this, I think, for about, I want to say since 2006, 2007, somewhere around there, but they've been working on this for years. And they've just completed another set of maps from the campaign. I have to look it up real quick. I don't exactly remember which one it is off the top of my head, but they're still going through trying to completely redo the campaign. I think they're on version 4. If someone in the chat is keeping up with this stuff, let me know if that's right or not. But it's really, really cool stuff. It's actually the Silent Cartographer that they've been working on, and it's fantastic. The effort that these guys put into these maps and some of the stuff that they have done to kind of rescript the campaign is just really, really awesome. So if you guys have Halo 1 for the PC, definitely go download Halo Custom Edition. It's free. You use the same CD key as you used for Halo 1 for the PC. And you can go and download mods like crazy. Most of the stuff that you can find is over at halomods.com. And there's multiplayer maps, there's weapon skins, there's models, there's UIs, and a lot of different things that you can download for Custom Edition that will just be really fun for you to play. I know, Brent, since you don't have a computer that can run Halo 1, it would be kind of a little out of your league to try, but for anyone else that is out there that has Halo 1 on the PC, definitely check these out if you're kind of into that whole Custom Edition scene. It's really cool. It's kind of a little corner of the Halo community that I kind of dove into a little bit before I got on the reins of the podcasting hosting gig, and it's just really cool stuff to see.
Yeah, I'd like to see that community get revived. That'll always seem really cool to kind of have Halo 1's multiplayer continue on the PC.
It's pretty strong. Most of the times when I log into the Halo CE or the Halo 1 matchmaking system, but the server browser, there's usually about 2,000 people still playing, so it's not large numbers that are playing Halo CE, but there's still quite a few people that are on there. And I kind of go back to it every now and then. Same thing with Halo 2 Vista, and still play online. I mean, it's one of the places where you can actually play online legitimate without having to do something like Xbox Connect or X-Link for Halo 1 on the Xbox, or if you play on the 360.
Right.
So it's really cool stuff. As far as the custom map team is concerned, they're working on the campaign again, and they've been hard at work at it for several years, and the work that they do is just really, really fantastic. They have a set of multiplayer maps as well, but they're really known for their campaign stuff. So just kind of wanted to shout that out there as something that I've been interested in for quite a while, and thought some of our listeners here who have Halo 1 for the PC might want to go check it out as well. So go check it out if you do. If not, there's a post on halo.bungie.org, and I think there's a couple of videos that they post about some of the stuff that they do, so at least go check it out, see what it's like, see how the Halo PC community is living amongst the times of Halo 4 on the Xbox and all the new stuff that's going to be coming out this year and next year. And yeah, someone in the chat just said we should do a Halo CE night. There's a lot of different nights that we should do. Halo 3 nights will be, I think, a popular one amongst a lot of people. Halo Reach nights, Halo 2 Vista nights. So there's definitely some opportunities for us to kind of make different game nights. And they'll be coming, that's for sure.
Oh, one yeah, step I want to do a Halo 3 night soon.
Yeah, one step at a time.
Very soon.
We got lots of different things to do with the website, a lot of things, different things to do with the community. And it's one of those things that is on the laundry list of things that need to get scheduled and done and all that good stuff. So don't worry. It'll definitely be coming sometime this year. Hopefully not.
You know you want to play Halo 3. Come on.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to go back and play it every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, it's a change of pace. I mean, Halo 4 is great. I'm not saying it's a bad game, but I'm saying going back to an old game that was great is always a fantastic experience.
Yeah, although I suck at Halo 3. I'm good at Halo 2, I'm good at Halo Reach and Halo 4. I suck at Halo 3.
Well, maybe your Halo 4 skills will translate over to Halo 3, and you'll be awesome.
I've tried. They don't translate that well. So there's a certain way that the controller interprets the input on the thumbsticks whenever you're looking around. It has more tendency to go up and down than some of the other games do. So the actual method of aiming is different to me. Or maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just messed up in the head. But whenever it comes to me going from Halo 4 to Halo 3, like I did a couple times last year, it was always that transition of, okay, the looking in this game is very, very different.
You don't want to play multi-flag on Sandtrap?
Oh, that'd be fun, dude.
Oh, man.
Imagine the best. So Halo 3, for those that are a little more newer to the Halo franchise, that maybe got their start in Halo Reach or Halo 4, Halo 3 was kind of one of the defining moments, if not the defining moment, for Halo multiplayer in general. It's what I think a lot of people consider that core multiplayer experience in terms of what was available in matchmaking, the ranking systems, the playlists, the theater, the custom games, the forge options, all that stuff was built and solidified in Halo's existence in Halo 3.
Well, the funny part was I remember people thought that the abilities you had in Halo 3, like the different like pickups you could get, like the bubble shield and, you know, just stuff like that, the flares and things, that people thought that was going to completely break the game. And those were things you actually had to run around and pick up on the map. And now we have, you know, different mods and armor abilities that you can use anytime you want. Like, whenever you spawn, you just instantly have them.
Yeah. Well, and that's one big difference that a lot of people nowadays, competitively, don't like about Halo. Because you have those things that you can spawn with that give an inherent imbalance to the gameplay of Halo. And Halo's always been a game about balance from the start. You have the same weapons, you have the same options to start out with in terms of vehicles, weapons that are around you, and then the time it takes to get to all the power weapons and on the maps and the control points are about the same as well, at least for the symmetrical maps. And then the asymmetrical ones, they kind of balance it however that needs to be done as well. But as far as some of the stuff that we see that has evolved with Halo since Halo 2 and Halo 3, and it's more into the Reach in the Halo 4 eras, is we see a lot more of the customization options, and that unfortunately has tilted the gameplay and the multiplayer to be more unbalanced. And one of the big things is like bringing that balance back to Halo 5. And a lot of people are really pushing for that. And I'm right there with it. I think there's some things that have been introduced in Halo Reach and Halo 4 that are good for the Halo franchise. I think Sprint is one of them. I think loadouts done not as such in a free form, but something where it's like you can choose your primary weapon and maybe grenade, but not have any extra armor abilities or be able to have a plasma pistol or a bolt shot in your back pocket is something that should be considered for Halo 5.
Default binary rifle starts.
Oh gosh, we already have that. It's called Binary Slayer. Or it was called Binary Slayer.
Imagine if you introduced that rule into Infinity Slayer. Like, you could just automatically choose that at start whenever you want.
That would be massive troll. Everyone would spawn with it. It would just turn into Binary Slayer. That's what it would be. But
what other kind of, like, loadouts could you make that would counter that you could choose from?
It pretty much
imagine
snipers.
A game type with just like
it's snipers.
Really, really cool weapons. Yeah, but I'm saying a railgun in some situations, you know, up close next to a sniper is more effective than the sniper trying to get a snapshot on you or even like trying to zoom in on you to get a headshot.
Well, yeah, that's because the railgun actually has a little bit bigger hit radius. But yeah, I see what you're going with. Again, trolling the podcast, thank you. But, I mean, you bring up an interesting perspective just in terms of, like, the weapons that you can select. And I think it just goes back to it needs to be balanced from the start. Don't give people the ability to have one-shot kill weapons like the bolt shot. That's ridiculous. And while I personally like the jetpack, I can understand taking it out of the base multiplayer experience, at least in terms of matchmaking, because it definitely throws an imbalance into the mix. And we're getting a little deep into it in terms of what I wanted to cover on this podcast, but it's legitimate stuff that will be discussed at a later date on a later podcast. But for now, let's dive into some other matchmaking stuff from this week's bulletin. Of course, you guys know that this week is currently Big Rumble still, and there was a playdate that 343 held on Monday where they went into matchmaking and played with some of you guys. I know I wasn't there. Did you get on Brent and play a little bit?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Holding true to your word. Awesome. So
I told you I didn't like Big Rumble at all.
Yep. I mean, I'm right there with you. I haven't played it.
I didn't enjoy
yet.
That much. I want Heavies back immediately. Like as a permanent playlist.
I really hope at the end of this cycle of the rotational playlists, like when it ends in May, that they really do bring back Heavies. Because that was a lot of fun. And I honestly didn't get enough Heavies. I want more.
But, I mean, is it really going to ruin the game if they bring it back as a playlist for, like, another month or two? Really? Just until we get so tired of playing Heavies that we want to play a real competitive game type? I mean, to be fair, I mean, Heavies isn't really that competitive.
But it's fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's really, really fun. It's vehicular Halo gameplay at its most fun because you have these really, really powerful vehicles. And then the map is always spawning really, really powerful anti-vehicle weapons like the Spartan laser and rockets and fuel rod cannons and stuff like that.
Right. But
like, it's really fun. I mean, eventually, though, you're going to get tired of that and you're going to want to play a competitive game type like 4v4, you know, real team slayer. But I'm saying, like, for a month or two, I just want to play Heavies, you know, and they've already seen that it's popular. And then they can, you know, gauge, you know, at which point they think that, you know, it's not popular enough to continue going and just take it off.
The thing about Halo 4 at this point is you almost have to have those players in there for them to be fun, not necessarily competitive. And I think that competitive nature will be coming back more into Halo 5 than what we're going to see in Halo 4. I think as far as 343 is concerned, they're more focused on getting that experience for Halo 5 nailed down than really trying to go back and fix what Halo 4 has been and what people expect it to be. And that's kind of what the general consensus is between a lot of Halo fans already, is that we want to see the changes done in Halo 5. We want to see what Microsoft can do and how they can react to what people thought about Halo 4 and really make that change. But as far as Halo 4 is concerned, just make it fun, make it to where people will want to come back and play on a regular basis, even if it's not something that's competitive. I mean, competitive can be inherently fun, but with how Halo 4 is currently viewed by the general population of Halo fans, it's more important just to have fun experiences in matchmaking and have that be the center of attention and tide people over until Halo 5 or Halo 2 Anniversary comes out.
Yeah.
That's just kind of the simple story right there. But anyways, moving on, we get another update next week on our playlist. So on March 3rd, we get Metal Madness, which is going to be interesting. We get that game type, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But we do have the results of the poll from last week, and much to Brent's and my surprise, Rumble Swords actually got picked. So, yeah. We thought it would be Rumble Rockets, honestly, or maybe Snipers, but we were not expecting Swords at all.
I guess people just really like Swords. Maybe they like the assassinations. I don't know.
But Swords is all close range. At least with Rockets, you have like all ranges that you can play with that.
That's more fun. You can get a bunch of double kills.
Yeah, Swords kills. I mean, if you want to play Swords, go play Griffball. And I guarantee that's going to be a lot more fun than this.
Griffball.
Because this is just going to be like just a punch out. That's what Rumble Swords is going to end up being, in my opinion. It's just punch out. It's Fight Night. Sorry, that's the custom game, Fight Night. Except without plasma pistols and using fists, you're using swords instead.
Like, Clang of the Hill has an objective. Like, people have to stay in the hill. At least that has some sort of different rule that makes it more interesting. This is just people lunging at each other with swords with complete abandon.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, or I guess fortunately, I know some people would probably like it out there that are listening to this. No offense to you guys, it's just we prefer not swords for Brent and myself. But again,
I wanted rockets.
Yeah, I wanted rockets too. I'm a rocket whore. I'll confess it straight out. I'm a rocket whore. But yeah, so March 3rd, you get Rumble Swords and Metal Madness. So Metal Madness is, I'm betting this is a modded game type. Just how they describe it is hinting that it's a works a lot like...
They should ban themselves. Modded game type. Ban themselves immediately.
It works a lot like some other modded game types that we've seen and played on Monday Night Matchmaking. And some of the aspects in here remind me of... So people that come and play with us on Wacky Wednesdays or have for a while knows that we play a game type called Sharpshooter. And there's a game type in Call of Duty that's based off of. And what this is it switches weapons every X amount of seconds. And you can define that in the game type options. But everyone has a certain weapon that they start with. And then it changes every 15, 20, 30 seconds or however you set it up. And what Metal Madness is doing here is...
Metal Madness!
Metal Madness! What they're doing here is every X amount of medals you get. So in the bulletin, they say 7. I'm not sure if that's an example or if that's something that is going to be set for every time you go into Metal Madness. But there's different goals of like a certain count of medals that your team has to get. So it's a 4-on-4 team slayer type of thing. And the medals that they can have basically drawn at any time for you to get is double kill, snapshot, assassination, Hail Mary, Spartan Laser, Melee, Super Combine, Railgun, Binary Rifle Kill, Sword or Hammer Kill, and Rocket Fuel Rod Kill. I'm a little surprised they didn't say Incineration Cannon, but I have a feeling I know why. So with these, apparently the game changes depending on what meta you're going after. So if you're going for double kills, then the game will give you BRs, and it turns into SWAT for while you're getting that medal. And then once your team gets 7 double kill medals, then it may switch over to something like Hail Marys. And in that case, it'll probably change your weapon to, I don't know, maybe a sticky detonator or something. And then it gives you full grenades. So a sticky, a frag, and maybe a pulse grenade, I don't know. And it's until your team gets 7 Hail Marys. And every time you complete one of these medal objectives, you get a point. And I'm guessing, and I didn't see this in here the first time I read through it, but I'm guessing it's going to be like 10 points per team, because some of those medals aren't as easy to get. And then for something like Super Combine, it'll obviously give you a Needler. Railgun, they'll give you railguns, Spartan Laser, Rocket, all of that good stuff. So it's actively changing stuff in the game, and that's kind of why I thought of Sharpshooter whenever I read this, because in Sharpshooter, it forces you to change weapons every so often. And this is using in-game variables to change your interactions with the game. So it's essentially another modded game type. similar to what they did with race. It's a cool concept, in my opinion. I would think you would use some other metals than just having half of them be weapon kills, because those are pretty easy to get. I mean, granted, getting 7 of them before the other team does is makes it a little more challenging, but I would think there are some other metals out there that would be a lot cooler to try to get in Metal Madness.
And maybe it's,
yeah, maybe it's just a little harder to do it. Well, splatter, the thing is, if you have everyone in vehicles, it's almost impossible to get a splatter. And depending on what map it is, that'll take forever as well. But it's one of those things where they probably play tested it and they figured out what metals are going to be working best for this game type. And these are the ones that we're stuck with, which is all right. I'll definitely be playing it a little bit, try to give it a shot and see how it goes, and save the game type for Wacky Wednesdays if we ever want to do it again. So I'm curiously optimistic. I'll say that.
The super combine sounds fun. I always love using the
Fear the Pink Mist.
Yeah.
One of my favorite achievements. I think it was Halo 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my most favorite achievements in Halo.
The Needler really isn't very useful in Halo 4 for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's definitely had some better iterations. I think Halo 1's Needler was technically the most powerful, but Halo 3's seemed to pack that punch a lot more because it was a lot quicker.
Yeah. I mean, most satisfying for me in terms of feeling awesome shooting pink needles at people was Halo 2 when you could dual wield.
Yeah, dual wielding. Or tri-wielding, actually.
You'd grab those dual wielding needlers and just go at it.
It was possible to tri-wield needlers.
That's weird. I remember some kind of glitch like that, but I don't remember exactly how to do it.
So, I mean, it's pretty easy if you think about it. You set needler as one, and typically the other one is like plasma rifle. So you put a needler in your back pocket, you pull out a plasma rifle, then you dual wield a needler, and then you swap your plasma rifle for a needler, and you're holding 3 needlers. It's really crazy. And you could do the same thing with any other dual-wieldable weapon.
Yeah. What was your favorite dual-wieldable weapon? Or a combo of whatever, you know? I mean, any
combo
two
is always
weapons.
Plasma rifle and SMG.
Yeah. I like the plasma pistol and the pistol. The Magnum.
Yeah. The other noob combo.
Yeah.
There's super two different noob combos. Yeah. There's the overcharged plasma pistol Magnum headshot, and then there's just the drain them with plasma rifle and drain them with SMG. All good stuff.
Yeah, I like dual wielding spikers too. That's fun.
That's interesting from Halo 3.
I clean up in the Twitch chat suggested that.
It's definitely one of those more unique weapons that has been in Halo that I'm surprised it didn't make a return in Halo 4. I hope it makes a comeback in Halo 5 if we see Brutes again, because it is actually a pretty cool weapon.
Yeah.
Moving on to some of the other stuff in the bulletin. Halo Escalation issue number 3 has come out. So if you are you're staying current with those, then you can go and grab that for your reading pleasure. Again, for me, I'm waiting until all the issues are coming out and getting the hardback before I read them. So I'm not going to talk about it much on the podcast for now. But with the release of the third issue, Halo Waypoint has released some wallpapers. That's what they are. For your computer, tablets, and smartphones. So go check them out on the bulletin. Pretty cool. It's of Palmer. I'm sure, Brent, you've probably already downloaded it so far. If not,
oh yeah, I mean, it's already my wallpaper, literally.
Good.
No joke.
I would have.
I'm not joking.
Expected nothing less. I would have expected nothing less.
It looks kind of weird because I have it on stretch right now, and Palmer's head looks oblong.
Ugh.
I need to fix this.
No, bad.
Very it's bad. A little weird, but yeah, I mean, it's a cool wallpaper for any Halo fan, I think. Unless you just really, really hate Palmer. And to be fair, there's a lot of Halo fans that just really dislike Palmer. I don't understand why. I mean, other than, hey, there's this new person that they're trying to force on me to like. I mean, there's not a lot of personality behind Sarah Palmer. So, but I mean, think about it. Is there any personality behind Master Chief at all? I mean, especially in like the first Halo.
We're starting to see some. That's
yeah, but I'm saying in the first Halo and even in the second Halo, I mean, he's essentially a robot. The joke is that Cortana is more human than the Chief is.
I think how Palmer was portrayed in the first half of Spartan Ops kind of instilled that thought into most people. And I think if you actually took the time to wait and evaluate her as a character throughout the whole experience and then some of the other stuff that we've seen from the comics and the Spartan Assault game, then they're really trying to build Palmer out as kind of another protagonist in a way. I don't think it'll be something where we just replace Chief, but 343 has definitely put a lot of emphasis on Sarah Palmer.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of emphasis on Sarah Palmer. I mean, look at all the stuff that we've seen since release of Halo 4. The comics, Sarah Palmer. Spartan Assault, Sarah Palmer.
Would you play Halo 5 if most of the game, or even half of the game, was playing as Sarah Palmer?
I would still play because it's Halo.
Yeah, but would you enjoy it? Or do you think that would be something you would enjoy? I mean, they're really playing up Sarah Palmer as an important character.
I think a lot of people identify with the Chief as being the main protagonist of the series. So to do that in the main line of the game, I think would be a bad move on Microsoft's part.
But I mean, think about it.
I would see a good spinoff if they did something like ODST, where it was a supplemental story to the main campaign, then yeah, I think that would be a fantastic idea. I think they have a lot to explore with Sarah Palmer in that universe and what they did with Spartan Ops and continuing on with the extended story in Halo Spartan Assault. But you don't want to do that to the mainline franchise where everyone that has played Halo in the past has identified with the Chief. I mean, when you think of Halo, you think of Spartan 117 Master Chief.
Yeah.
So while it would be an interesting storyline to play, and I would definitely pick it up and play it, I don't think a lot of people would enjoy that, especially a lot of the fans that play pretty much just the campaign, just are there for that experience. They'd be like, what is this? What? Who is this character? Because in the campaign, we really don't see much of Sarah Palmer. She gets her highlight in Spartan Ops.
Yeah, but she comes in and tells Chief that she thought he was taller.
Yeah, that's one of, what, three lines that she has in the campaign?
Yeah, but that's kind of an important line. Think about it.
Maybe think for about you. It. In the grand scheme of things in that campaign, that was one of the lines to help connect dots in the campaign story. But looking at the campaign for Halo 5 is something that we'll dig into a lot more in episodes to come, or at least what we would like to see in Halo 5 and what we think might be covered in that campaign. But back to the Halo Bulletin. An unfortunate day for the Waypoint mobile app has come. And if we sit back and look at this, it was kind of expected because we haven't seen updates on the mobile app platform in a long, long time. But the Halo Waypoint mobile apps are being discontinued and no supporting service after August 1st of 2014. So that details that support for Atlas will no longer be working. The app will be pulled from the Windows Phone, iOS, and Android marketplaces on August 1st. It won't exactly impact your ability to view Halo 4 stats or some of the other information that it's able to access, like some of your reach information, game history, challenges, and other little stats, but Atlas will be no longer supported in the apps. I think that was available on all app platforms, if I remember right. But that's being decommissioned, and also, at the same time, some of the Halo Reach stats are going to be decommissioned as well. So your Spartan image that is currently showing on the Halo Reach stats, it will not be updated after August 1st. So If you want your final Spartan image to be generated, then make sure you play that on August 1st or before August 1st when that gets set in stone. So, unfortunately, it's something that has to go from 343's standpoint. They want to focus on different areas of development for the Halo franchise. And I know a lot of us have been, at least a lot of people that have the Waypoint app, have been asking for an update for a while, for a long time. And this just basically confirms our suspicions where they weren't really interested in keeping up to it. And hopefully it's something that they can bring back in the future. Because if we look at things like what Bungie is doing with their Destiny app, what Activision has done with the Call of Duty Elite app, then hopefully there's something down the road where we'll see another Halo app make it into the marketplace. I would really like to see it that way.
Yeah.
Imagine if they did something with Spectator mode. If they actually, and I really hope they do, but for Halo 5, they have a Spectator mode. Imagine being on your local network and with the power of the Xbox One, I mean, you know, you can like stream to Twitch or something, having the dashboard operating system be able to interact with your phone over the local network and be able to watch a stream. That would be kind of cool. Like almost a live version of Atlas.
But then how could Microsoft make sure that you weren't cussing on your stream?
What do you mean? I'm confused.
Think of all the bandwidth that would take.
No, it'd be a local network.
Yeah, but they would obviously check all the things and like they banned some people for having cursing on their stream on Xbox One. Just completely took them off the service.
I'm not talking about the Twitch streaming piece. I'm talking about like if you have something on your local network and you're just able to pop up game stats as you're playing.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But would they actually let you do that with the power of the Xbox One?
I think it's something it would be worth researching. There's ways that they can integrate into Halo 5, for sure. It's just a matter of what they can do with the power of the Xbox One and what they can do with a mobile app. Think about some of the other apps that we've seen out there. We've seen the app for Mass Effect 3. We're going to see an app for Watch Dogs. I mean, if you look at the market, there's a lot of mobile integration with a lot of different things. And now that Microsoft is killing off that branch, and I really hope it's not something that they're just replacing with Smart Glass, because to be honest, the Smart Glass experience for Halo 4 isn't that great. It's very laggy, a little buggy. It functions just the same as it does on the browser, which isn't that great either. And they can do so much with a mobile application. I mean, it may be something where they just need to scrap the code base, and that's why they're pulling it off, and maybe they'll bring something in the future, more closer to the release of Halo 5. But I feel that for the future, we're going to need to have some kind of mobile application to integrate with the game. Well, I take that back. We don't need it, but it'd be nice to have it, since we have a lot of other big-name games looking at the same kind of technology. And if 343 wants to milk Halo, then what better way to have an integrated app into their experience?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So, anyways, my two cents on the whole thing.
Well, to be fair, I don't use any of the mobile stuff, so I'm just jealous of people that have access to the Atlas stuff, but according to you, it's kind of glitchy, and I mean, it's not as great as I might think it is.
So, Atlas was interesting, how it was for Reach. But it was half-second intervals. It wasn't like a really live-time tracking thing. And you couldn't really zoom in or out of the map that easily. And to think about it, if you're playing Reach, you're not going to have that much time to just glance down at your phone. And if you've played Halo a lot, then you know where a lot of your team is already, and you know how to scroll between death screens and find the tags of your allies. So the benefit of Atlas, it was a cool concept, but I think it would be more beneficial to a streaming or a commentary perspective for that kind of thing than have it be a tool that someone can use while they're playing a game.
Yeah.
Wrapping up the bulletin, though, we have our screenshot gallery, and this week the theme is purple, my favorite color, actually. Little tidbit for those of you who didn't know. So, of course, I like most of these screenshots, but if I had to pick some favorites, I would say Imminence by Stealth for Ace, or Stealth Ace, Violet by Master Wawu, that's an interesting name, Fluorescent by X Revelation X, and Nightmare by Tattoo V1.
Yeah, I like Embodiment of Eden by Gothic Lucy. Fluorescent by Revelation X is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Obstructed is a little weird, but it's also pretty cool by Drax Sonya.
The one with the net and the sword.
Yeah. And Abandoned by Total Drama Gamer F is pretty cool. I just like the little
Abandoned's
pink
cool.
And purple dots around him.
The little flares.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. So that's it for the bulletin for this week. That's it for pretty much all the news that we had to cover. Again, not much in terms of rumors or other big announcements for Xbox or Halo or any of that stuff. So unfortunately, this week's podcast is going to be a little shorter than normal. But again, for all those that are listening, thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Quick little tease. Forums coming next month. They won't be finalized or anything. They'll still be like rough and not fleshed out, but forum functionality will be there and will give people the ability to post and talk about some of the stuff that we've talked on the show. Some of the rumors that have come out, like the Halo 2 anniversary stuff, give some threads to introduce some other topics, and heck, hopefully it'll be able to give us some talking points on the podcast. It's one thing to just go out and find things, but it's another thing to have our own little minions and forums go out and find things to talk about. And it's like, okay, we can talk about this. And that would hopefully also be another conduit to have community content on the show. And that's one thing that we had a long time ago during this podcast, back in the prime, back during the FUMO Jive and JVB days of the podcast. So hopefully that'll give us some stuff to talk about as well.
Back in the good old days, we actually had stuff to talk about, like Halo 2, when everybody was playing
that. We have some stuff to talk about now. Well, exactly. When Halo 2 was the prime game.
Back when Halo 2 was Xbox Live, baby.
Yeah, when it was pretty much the experience.
Didn't have none of these fancy other games on the platform, and just Halo 2.
Titanfall. I'm so excited for Titanfall, dude.
I don't know what to say about that. Like,
I even got the collector's edition.
You're not going to abandon Halo to go over to Titanfall, are you?
I'll be playing Titanfall for a while, but I'll definitely be playing Halo still. I mean, Halo's my passion for gaming, but the Titanfall experience, they've done a very good job nailing that down.
Oh yeah, well, they did a very good job nailing down the criminal life in, well, not really, but they did a partially absurd take on the criminal life in Grand Theft Auto 5, and people were playing that instead of Halo 4, and it just sickens me. You all need to be playing Halo.
There are other video games out there, and not everyone is as keen to Halo as we are.
Well, they should be.
Well.
I'm just joking. You can play whatever you want. I mean, I was playing Sonic Generations over the weekend. It was on sale on Xbox Live for like $7.50.
Nice.
And that game is way, way too short, but it was pretty fun.
Cool. I'm going to be so busy with Titanfall, though.
Yeah, that makes me jealous. I wish I was playing Titanfall. That's the only reason that I disapprove of your love of that game.
Really?
Because I've never even played it before. I haven't watched many gameplay videos of it, but from everybody just, you know, basically drooling over it, I really, really want to play it. And I'm super jealous. By the time RTX comes around, Titanfall will already be out, right? Like, you'll already have it?
Yeah, it comes out in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, so maybe at RTX I'll be able to play it and actually get to enjoy it a little bit, depending on whether or not you... I'll even get it on Xbox 360. I'll rent it, whatever.
Do it, man.
Yeah. The only problem is I don't know, like, how many of my friends have the X-Bone version and how many are going to get the 360 version.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I know I'm getting it for the collector's edition I have pre-ordered is for the Xbox One, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get it for the PC as well. I may get it for the 360 just to get additional achievements, because I'm like that. So, we'll see. But yeah, it's a fantastic game. And, well, actually, Penn says he'll have the 360 of Titanfall, so there you go.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
Yeah. But yeah, a couple other things to mention before we sign off tonight is the Halo Mole. We have the last player profile posted on Waypoint this week. So for those of you who know some of our friends from MediUp Live, Ye Old Apple, who's a content producer over there, is our last person to be shown. So he's up, and all the profiles are up on Waypoint, so you can go check them out there, or you can visit the website, thehalomole.com, and view all the player profiles on there as well. Still in full production mode. As far as dates are concerned, it's more like a crapshoot at this point, because we're still working on it just to make it as good as we can, and of course, making it good takes time, and it's only two people working on it. So it's coming out soon-ish. We have some stuff recorded. We have almost all the music done. We have a rough cut, a really rough cut of one episode done. And once we get that first episode done, then it's going to be smooth sailing from there on out. So just stay tuned if you're interested to thehalomole.com. It's a, for those of you who don't know, it's a adaptation of the TV show The Mole that was premiered back in 2001, and it's done pretty much in Halo. So it'll be cool. Hopefully it's a kind of a new machinima experience that people will enjoy, and hopefully it takes off, and maybe it'll be something that we can do every Halo game from here on out. Be cool. Also, if you are still a regular Halo player and you are looking for a somewhat competitive, fun league to be a part of, then Ricochet Hub signups are on right now, and they're going for another 3 days, I think, by the time this podcast releases. And what you need to do to just participate is get a team together, at least a team of 4, max team of 8, and sign up over at ricocheshub.com. And we've been working on getting some maps tested out. We have a set of 5 maps I believe we're using for our first season, and we've worked out a game type for us to use, so it's going to be really, really fun, really exciting. Hope to get people involved. It's going to be slow at the start, of course, because of the lack of interest that is currently in Halo, but I encourage you guys to go convince your friends to come back and play a little bit of Halo. At least give it a try, and if you don't like it after the first season, then don't worry about coming back. But if you like it, and if you think it's something to spend extra time in, then hopefully you guys can stay and have a good time. Again, that's ricochethub.com. So, cool stuff happening there.
I think you're going to love Ricochet. Like, I love Ricochet.
Ricochet's good.
I love it. I mean, and especially once you get to understand the strategy of throwing the ball around and, you know, just not just running around with the ball trying to run it in. You actually have to use your team to move the ball around by throwing it to them. It's really it's a competitive game type. If you go into Ricochet against a team that knows what they're doing, you're just going to get your face rolled. Like, the game's going to be over within a minute, possibly. So
yeah, it's ridiculous how quickly you can just get steamrolled on a team that knows what they're doing. And some of the maps that are in the matchmaking setting, the playlist, I don't particularly like. And there's even some maps in the league I don't like, but overall the maps are actually solid Ricochet maps, and we've been kind of standardizing them and moving spawn points and balancing weapon placements and all that stuff. So we've actually been working at solidifying an experience for the last 2 or 3 months and making sure that we have a good set of settings and maps to go on to start this thing. And we're finally at that point. So it's been a lot of hard work and effort from the whole team, and we're finally ready to get off the ground. And hopefully everyone that's listening to this can join up on the fun and just have a good time. Because Halo's fun.
And it always will be.
Halo must be fun forever. Forever.
Another little announcement is we have a new podcast joining the podcast network. You guys may have heard of them before because they've been on our show before, but it's the guys from Guardians of Destiny who run the Guardian Radio podcast. They are a very, very, I would say, stellar podcast. They produce the show very, very well. I would almost say sometimes better than ours, and they have a lot to show for it. They've been running for a year now. They just celebrated their first year and 50 episodes, which is a huge milestone. So huge shout outs to them. They're joining the podcast network, and it's really good to see some more good podcasts join up. And you guys should definitely check them out. I mean, we're kind of foraged in Bungie's shadow, and it's kind of important to at least keep up to date with that kind of stuff. So I highly encourage you guys, if you have any interest in what Bungie's working on their Destiny title, then go check them out. GuardiansofDestiny.com is their website, and Guardian Radio is their podcast, and you can find them on iTunes. So that will wrap it up for us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into our show. Remember, you can find us on podtackler.com, and while you're there, you can send us a submission. We have a little green submit button at the top. Been kind of a classic since the early days of PodTackler. So click that button, shoot us an email, and we'll get to read it on the show. And same thing goes for forums when they pop up. Feel free to hop in there. It'll probably be a couple weeks until you guys have access to them and until I get it up and running to a point where I feel good about them. But just keep on the lookout. They'll be there not too far away. And when they're there, try to bring people on, try to get people involved with the community, and we'll try to rebuild this community back one post at a time, so to speak. And again, check out our social networks, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that jazz. We record our podcast live on Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time as well. And we've been doing our custom games at 8:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. That may change a little bit as I try to kind of hunker down and do some more of the mole stuff. So we're still planning on every Wednesday, but that may drop to every other Wednesday, or it may be something where I hand the lobby off to someone else and we'll keep it every Wednesday that way. But as far as that game night goes, just it's still going. We've had a pretty decent party size show up every week. Sometimes we completely fill the lobby, which is a lot of fun. So if you're looking for more opportunities to get involved with playing Halo, then definitely check that out. Again, Wednesday nights at 8:30. And with that, we say our final goodbyes. Brent, it's been a good show. Once again, thank you for being a dedicated co-host. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm not really I feel like I'm dedicated, but I don't feel like I'm dedicated enough. I feel like I need to do more for PodTacular, but I love being here.
Oh, I can give you more if you want more. I can definitely give it to you.
Yeah, you can give it to me.
Alrighty.
Give me more, Dusty.
Alright, I'll give you more.
Okay.
On that note, keep on fragging metals.
That was what I was going to say. You stole it. Well, that was the obvious thing.
Yeah, that was the obvious one.
Keep on fragging rumble swords, because that was the worst possible choice, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.